County ranks second in the state out of 67 counties in the number of farms. And agriculture is the number one industry in your county. So why not talk to the number one leader in agriculture here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? And we are at the 109th annual Pennsylvania Farm Show with none other than Pennsylvania's Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary Russell.
Always good to see you. Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Happy New Year. Happy Farm Show.
So today, a little different. We're taking our podcast to the largest indoor agriculture expo. And again, we're here at the 109th annual Pennsylvania Farm Show. And we get to talk to the most popular person at the farm show this week. And it's you.
I'm honored. Honored you're here, honored to host the show. I think it's a great sort of reminder of what you've noted as the importance to York County is important to Pennsylvania, right? It's why our theme is powering the state. Powering Pennsylvania is important to the county, to the consumers, to the economy, right? To the environment. All of that's part of what we celebrate.
Absolutely. So we'll delve into that. Yeah. Theme that we have here at the 109th Farm Show maybe a little later, but a couple things I wanted to talk to you about. Looking at trends in agriculture, one of those trends is an increase in agritourism. Agritourism is a big deal in Southern York County. People like that experience of seeing where their food is grown and really enjoy it in recreation. We passed a law to provide some additional protections to farmers and farms that engage in agritourism. So can you talk to us a little bit about what you see as the impact of that law and the growth in agritourism, not just in your county, but across the Commonwealth?
Listen, I think it's part of our story. This is agritourism, right? Probably at its best, where folks are in, they're eating, they're seeing things, they're visiting, they're touching, hearing, funny, you know, cute, little, whatever you want to describe, all creatures great and small are here, right? So they're seeing that. But at the state level, and first of all, thank you for the law. It's one of those areas where, we needed to protect sort of what those farms and businesses were doing. At the same time, give them some comfort, and then it's a clear signal to the state and also that we want to elevate that, right? So our DCBD, or tourism office, it's really given us an opportunity to talk about connecting farm markets with preserved land, right, to the things that we produce in York County and the state, bringing in our partners in state parks and federal parks and all of that. So I think that's the beauty of this, that we live in an area that people want to live in, number one.
Right.
You two want to visit because it's so beautiful. And then they want to eat and drink some wine and some nice cheese and have some ice cream while they're there.
Right.
That's what agritourism is. That's the future. In many respects, folks are anxious about that because of what it means. But you have 40 million people in the neighborhood, right? If you look at the Mid-Atlantic region, that's a real bonus.
Absolutely. They want to come and pick our apples.
They want to do things that we're celebrating right here. Yeah, it's all here, right?
Absolutely.
So it's all good.
Thanks. Absolutely. I love that. You know, we talk about powering the economy, what agriculture gives back. We talk about York County and the quality of our soils, how productive our yields are per acre, some of the best in the country.
Absolutely.
And those weren't my words, those were your words.
Yes, right.
But we've got a lot of challenges, particularly in Southern York County, with regard to energy projects coming and taking prime pristine farmland out of productive use and flooding it. Basically to create a battery for the energy needs of the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, who refuse to do the responsible thing, which is generate their own power. So they don't grow their own food.
Yeah, right.
We grow their food. And then they come back to us and say, hey, we want to take your land out of prime agricultural production and preservation, and you want to flood it and create extra power when we need peak demand for our cell phones and our cars and our laptops.
So you've heard me on this, that this was in the context of Chesapeake Bay, right? So we've had that conversation at the Ag Breakfast with your farmers and the community. It's an ecosystem in the sense that you can't just keep taking from us. And if we give you some water that you may not like, and then you're a critic of what we're doing. So this is part of the conversation. So in this case, where you've got an energy project, significant energy project, that is not going to be for purposes of energy consumption here, generator here, on some of the most productive soils in the rural. Classes 1, 2, and 3, and most of that land is 1 and 2, is that you have to sort of scratch your head a little bit and say, oh, wait a minute. I mean, is that really, if we need it, is there another place to put it that isn't going to be on preserve land, right? Is it going to be on those high-class productive soils? That should factor in somewhere. It's been one of our challenges is the federal, the FERC projects reviews don't take into account the economic value of those lands for purposes of production agriculture, right? Our own ALCAB lab, the law in the state, doesn't allow for review of federal projects. So we're in this sort of quandary where even if I have an opinion, I can't intervene.
Right.
Right. But I can tell you that those lands, particularly in York County, that have been part of our, you know, history and is part of the Farm and Preservation Program at a formal structure. You've got this wonderful land trust in York County that's way ahead of the preservation. So all that converges to say, listen, we need to take a hard look at the project and what it's doing and the implications for the land and the farms, but also to the economy.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that, of course, is one of our great challenges. But I think we all need to work together. This is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is really a Pennsylvania issue. And you know, we talk about the Chesapeake Bay Commission and what York County has been able to ascertain, thanks to a previous Board of County Commissioners, is that the water that's going into the Susquehanna from our streams, our little tributaries, is clean. It's been monitored. They have the data. Our farmers have been so incredibly responsible with their agricultural practices and keeping that water clean. And we're proud of that. It's come at a great cost. But I think, you know, we need to be respected for the work that we've done.
We've done an amazing job. And I you know, we hustle every day. We celebrate it here for the farm show. You know, but every single day, we need to celebrate that agriculture and the contributions that farmers are making, the jobs and the economy, the environment, the quality of life. And I would say national security, if you enter that, the culture and sense of community, right? It's one of the power pieces that isn't always obvious. But that is something we should honor and work with and do everything we can to try to hang on to, right? Because we're losing it in other ways. The issue is not about one simple project. It's the compounding effect of additional housing, more warehousing. Right, you lost 200,000 acres in between 2017 and the census in 2023. They lost 200,000 acres of prime land in Pennsylvania. Right, so these things are connected. That's what I'm trying to impress upon folks, is to think about here. These are all connected pieces. I can't always explain how and why, but some are obvious when we talk about Myers.
Agree. Well, you know, one of the important things I think we see is that we have a lot of younger farmers and we have a lot of young people who want to continue into the field of agriculture and all its various aspects. And growing that workforce, keeping those students here in Pennsylvania attached and engaged in their own family farms is really important. I've been so excited about the educational opportunities that we now have at York College in the Environmental Horticulture Program. I'm hoping it can grow and become even more successful and maybe expand their focus onto, you know, raising livestock and things like that. But I just think it's so important for the future of our economy and the future of agriculture to engage those students, educate them here, and keep them attached to those scholars.
We need them now more than ever, right? I need folks who both are skilled and competent and credentialed in different ways, you know, to be the plant breeders, to be the soil scientists, right? To be the ecologists or biologists, whatever ologist you want to be. We need all of them. And to have, you know, Uber College are doing that. I think it's a really cool statement of they see a connection inside plants and the larger sort of societal need that lends a conversation to energy and preservation and food waste and I've been so many things. So we need everybody who's in it. We listened to Dr. Temple Grandin this morning, who talked about trying on careers. I thought it was really like a really nice way to sort of say, look at it, right? Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but having those options, I think, is most critical.
That's fantastic. Well, I have to thank you again.
Yeah.
It is always wonderful to spend time with you, talk to you. Thank you for taking your time. You're a very busy person this week. And I want to remind everyone that today's guest was Pennsylvania Secretary Russell Redding from our Department of Agriculture. And I want to thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to visit my website at senatorkristen.com. And this is Kristen Phillips-Hill signing off, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.